to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The president's speech served a real purpose. It should put to rest, in my view, for all time, the idea that Barack Obama really is a moderate. Barack Obama is a liberal. I don't think he's a radical, but he is an out-and-out liberal, and now newly reelected, he intends to pursue the course of that liberalism. He is going to pursue it as if he had from the election an enormous mandate. I think he had a narrow win, but a decisive one, and the battle lines are now clearly drawn. I don't think there's much hope at all, barring unforeseen developments, which are always possible, that we're going to have any of the kind of unity in Washington that some people have longed for so long.
There's an analysis of the president's inaugural speech that is echoing around the country. That and the fact that it was a bit confusing, disjointed, not really setting the stage for much of anything. A lot of yammering and not much comes of it. So, if you're a supporter of Barack Obama's, how do you view? I think that when I was fiddling around, sort of watching and trying to get an attitude based on what a lot of different people who are on the thrones, I think these despotic people who feel that they have more information and they have an opinion that's they get paid for their opinion, so I guess maybe that makes it more valuable than yours. And you don't get paid, but you certainly are welcome to express it at 888-302-3684 on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily overview of a couple of three items that, according to the people at talkers.com, are on the minds of most people listening to the stations that are monitored around the country, and there are several hundred of those doing news talk radio. The inauguration is where we get started here. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's commentator Charles Krauthammer with the president's speech on his mind.
I thought it was an amazing speech, historically very important, not memorable. There's not a line here that will ever be repeated, but I think very important historically, because this was really Obama unbound. And I think what's most interesting is that Obama basically is declaring the end of Reaganism in this speech. Remember, he once said that Ronald Reagan was historically consequential in a way that Bill Clinton was not. And what Obama meant is that Obama had changed the ideological course of the country. In 1981, in his inaugural address, within 2 minutes, Reagan had declared that government is not the solution, government is the problem. Today's inaugural address was a rebuke to that entire idea. This speech today was an ode to big government. It was a hymn to big government. In his refrain, the three we the peoples, he said, number one, I'm going to defend what liberalism has achieved in the 20th century, where he mentioned Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. So I'm not going to let any of that be chipped away. And then second, he said, the vision for the future is climate change and green energy. This is going to be his new expansion of liberalism in the new century. And then the third element was this expansion of civil rights, where he talked about immigrants and gays, and he even shoehorned the gun rights under the rubric of security. He outlined the liberal agenda, the big government agenda in the future. Britt talked earlier about how, remarkably, there's an absence of any mention of the economy, of deficits, of what outsiders would say is the great challenge of our time, heading into over a cliff, a real cliff of debt into sort of a Greek future. There is nothing of that in this speech. Obama has zero interest in that, and this was a declaration that his interest is to restore us to the liberal ascendancy of 60 years that Reagan stopped. He gave us these 3 decades, and Clinton, in the middle of the 3 decades, said in his 96th State of the Union address, the era of big government is over. This speech was a declaration, the era of big government is back. I'm the man who will do it. A remarkable speech.
All right, so big government at its finest. Big government is not good. Liberalism is, in and of itself, I don't think something is bad. It is, that word has become, and I think it started with George Bush, really, more than it did with George Bush. I'm talking about George Bush the father more than it did with Ronald Reagan. The idea that, they are bad because you're a liberal, or liberal thinking is bad, which is nonsense, not any more so than the true meaning and use of the term conservative, which really means to save this, that, or the other thing. That's been abused and misused as well. So we haven't got any real leadership. That's really what these guys are saying. And what appears to be, you'd have to be kind of a dolt not to get that. And there is no real unifying leadership anywhere in the country on either side. So where does that leave us? The speech is one thing. The inaugural, looking at the pictures of the parties going on, the idea that all that money was spent. If they wanted to set a tone, then the tone, if there really were people who wanted to help the situation, fix the situation, after the swearing in, everybody shakes hands. Congratulations, Mr. President. Let's get back to work. Nope. They had party after party after party. It sounds like the looking or listening to some of these women that were watching what the women in Washington were wearing. The first lady was in red. What a stunning gown. What beautiful fashions. Look at what the chiffons are wearing. I'm going to talk about the singing group. It's more support for the elite aristocracy, oligarchy, whatever you want to call it. It is just amazing to me that in the face of all of this debt, there are so many people, if the liberal agenda was to do what it was suggested by the president or a lot of other people, first thing that would have happened is all the inaugural balls would have been canceled. And all that money would have been used to help people who need help. They're phonies. That's what they are. It's all about them and not about you. And what astounded me was all the people on the mall in Washington yesterday. I actually watched a replay. It's kind of fun to watch the people coming in, especially members of the Senate, former presidents, that kind of thing. And the most interesting thing to watch was Bill Clinton shaking hands with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter despises Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton doesn't have great feelings about Jimmy Carter either because of the things that he said about him. So they shake hands and kind of grunt as they look at each other. Mrs. Clinton hugged Jimmy Carter, and that was okay. But it was just, that was the most interesting, that's the most interesting visualization of the whole day as far as I was concerned. Looking at Bill Clinton kind of grunt and acknowledge that Jimmy, and they put him next to each other also, which was kind of interesting. All right, anyway, so that for me was the fact that we have all these balls going on, and the incredible amount of money wasted, whether it's public money or not, it's inconsequential. That's not what it, my point isn't that. My point is if they really were interested in the people that they supposedly are serving, they would have spent that money on something worthwhile instead of all these phony, just BS parties. Oy, am I angry about that? You bet you're bappy boopy that I'm angry. Talk Radio Countdown Show, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh. I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
888-302-3684 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Review of what's on the News Talk Radio circuit, boosted by some of the things that are on the News Talk Television circuit. The inaugural information that's about all over the place, actually, all over the Internet. The president calling for greater equality. What does that mean? Here is talk host Mo Kelly with a focus on the inaugural speech and how it differed from the one the president gave 4 years ago.
So I was watching this inauguration celebration, and I use the word celebration in a general sense. I don't think the word celebration really conveys the emotion of the moment. It was much more subdued than celebratory. There was a different type of confidence that I was feeling from Barack Obama. He seemed like someone who had been through the battle and more just exhaled today as opposed to spiking the football and celebrating a second term. If you listen to his speech, it wasn't like it was full of lofty rhetoric. That was my read. Maybe you disagree. But he wasn't about trying to placate anyone. He was very clear in his second term agenda, rightly or wrongly, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. It was a different tone. It was conciliatory. It was inclusive, I might add. First time any presidential inauguration has mentioned gays. It was heavy on social issues. That was something I took away from it. He was very specific. Talked about reforming the tax code, improving our workforce, improving our technological infrastructure and its workforce, and, of course, improving the safety of our schools. Very different tenor, timbre, and tone from the president. It seemed like a person who was just trying to relax in the moment. He understands that he will be no longer campaigning. Less concerned about polls and more concerned about people, policy, and, of course, his legacy.
All right. How much Huey have we got here? Continuing with this focus in a moment on the countdown.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, 23 past the hour on today's hour overview. What's going on in the world of news talk radio around the country? Every weekend, it's a three-hour overview of the top 10 hits. So we continue with our focus on the inauguration. I'm looking at some of the video that's making it on Twitter. Mrs. Obama obviously got a kick out of something that John Boehner said to the president at lunch, rolled her eyeballs. A lot of the people that don't like Obama are making a big deal out of it. That's nonsense. It looked like they were having some fun. What is interesting is the president chewing gum, which would indicate to me, knowing a lot of people who are smokers, that he may still be smoking. He doesn't want people to get it on his breath, so he chews gum. Or maybe it's that Nicorette stuff. Who knows? But I find that to be pretty interesting. Let's listen now to Taco's Carol Roth. With a discussion of how much it cost to do all this.
This is a very, very expensive endeavor. And this is not at all a swipe at the President of the United States. He's been doing what's been a tradition for years and years. But I personally think that it's too much, particularly at the expense of the taxpayers. Now, they don't have a full budget for this yet, but in 2009, the reported cost of the inauguration was $170 million. Now, part of that is raised privately to offset some of the costs, like the private balls that he had raised $53 million last time around, but that's still a very, very hefty price tag for the American taxpayers to celebrate the inauguration of a president. And I know we want to celebrate our commander-in-chief and celebrate, hopefully, the good times ahead. But what occurs to me is, doesn't this individual, him or her, in the case of President Obama, him, don't they work for us? Why are we throwing these parties and the festivities at our own expense when we clearly can't afford it? And just from my own perspective, if I were president, I would want to put the reflection back on the American people because they had chosen me to serve them, that it's not a celebration of me, it's a celebration of America. And so to spend that much money, taxpayer money, regardless of the situation, regardless of our financial situation, which I think is going to be, quite dire for some time. It just seems like way too much money. Now, let me tell you some of the things that the money is spent on. There are 250,000 free tickets issued by congressional offices to attend the ceremony in front of the Capitol. You know, if it were up to me, why not charge for those tickets? Why not do it in some lottery system that is fair to everyone? Everybody gets an equal chance to participate and pays $100 a ticket or something like that, like you would pay if you were going to any other major event out there. That something at $100 a ticket, that would be $25 million that would help to defray the cost. And it's still a special event. And I would still imagine that plenty of people would pay that $100 to participate in this kind of event. Not only do they do that, they've got 28,189 seats set up for spectators along the parade route. I'm not sure why they couldn't fit in that extra one to get to 190, but that's what they said. And 550 staffers working for the Presidential Inaugural Committee. So these are people who are focused on the inauguration as their job instead of focusing on the other issues that are facing our country.
Here's host Carol Roth, who is left of center in her approach to most of the issues that she talks about on her program, with hitting basically the nail on the head. It is on both sides of the aisle. They raised $100 and some odd million to take care of something that costs $400 million. It is a slap in the face. It is an insult. It is an outrage. And I'll leave this at that, that this stuff went on in Washington yesterday. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
Our group was the first to invent a brain scan to show the physical evidence of Alzheimer's disease in living people. We also collaborated with the genetics group that discovered the first major genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. It's important that people get a sense of where they start and where they're going when it comes to brain health. And the Alzheimer's Prevention Program includes simple questionnaires so you can rate your memory at certain points during the program. You can rate your stress level, your physical fitness level, and you can gauge your progress over time. And that's important to motivate us to continue the program for the long haul. We tend to think of brain health being the same as memory. But it's much more than memory. Brain health is also defined by our thinking. If we don't have our brain health, we can't think clearly. It also is defined by our mood. And in fact, we need our brain health just to be able to move. If my brain is not working properly, I can't move my arms, I can't walk, I can't even talk. So the brain is a key organ that we have to take care of. If someone finishes this book, they're going to find that their memory is better, that they feel better, they're going to be more confident. And if that individual continues the brain-healthy lifestyle for the long haul, they're going to lower their risk for Alzheimer's symptoms in the future.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCN. GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Let's move from the crowds, which weren't as big as were predicted, but 800,000 came to Washington to welcome in the second Obama presidency. That's not where we are now, though. Let's move on to the discussion that continues, especially since the shooting in New Mexico this past weekend. Teenage shooter. This, by the way, interesting. This teenager apparently didn't watch television or play video games, so that adds to the rhubarb here. 888-302-3684 is always the way to be in touch if you have ideas you want to express. Gun control is the issue back on, if not the front burner, certainly one of the side burners. The inaugural will still be on the front burner for a couple of days. Here's a radio host, John Osterlind, talking about a shooting in New Orleans following a Martin Luther King Day parade there.
This is a sad story. You know, when our national conversation is about anti-gun violence or gun control or whatever they want to word it, after the horrific massacre up there in Newtown, Connecticut, this is a perfect opportunity to have that national conversation. I'm down with it. I'm down with the learning moment, teachable moment. But we haven't heard one person say what the biggest problem in this country is when it comes to guns. It's handguns in the inner city. It's that simple. But yet no one talks about it. Well, Martin Luther King Day, five people were shot on Martin Luther King Boulevard after the Martin Luther King Day parade in Central City. Sad. The New Orleans Police Department said that five people were shot in Central City. Happened about 1 o'clock. Police said that the shooting occurred shortly after 1 on the corner of Martin Luther King Boulevard in LaSalle. The shooting occurred near where the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade had passed some 30 minutes earlier. The shooting did not appear to be related to the parade, authorities said. Before I continue, you know what this reminds me of? You know, Mardi Gras coming. We're getting into carnival season, all fired up for that. Remember a couple of years ago, there was a shooting on St. Charles Avenue during one of the parades. I was right down the street from it. It was around St. Charles and 6th. And then they rounded up all of the kids. They were young. And it looked like that they were going to go away for a long, long time. But there was some police corruption, and they had to let those kids go. But in the wake of that, they made a law around here saying it's illegal to have a firearm within 1,000 feet of a parade. Well, I guess these guys didn't pay attention to that law. Evidently, like I said, the shooter and all of these kids seem to be about 17 years old, give or take a couple of years. The shooter actually stuck his head through the sunroof and just started spraying bullets. What a scene on a Monday afternoon. 5 people were shot. None of the injuries appeared to be life-threatening. As many of these kids, they don't know how to shoot. Chief Serpas said in a quick statement, "It's the state of affairs in our nation that young men do not heed the words of Martin Luther King, Jr." You're right about that, Chief. As a matter of fact, Martin Luther King would probably be disgusted. But the most frustrating part for me is, after Newtown, Connecticut, these people had all of our politicians, they still do. They have the ultimate platform to really, really discuss the gun problem in this country. And not one person mentioned it. They all want to talk about mental health and background checks and the size of the magazine clips and the semi-automatic weapons. Would any of those things, any of those prevented what happened here or the kind of shootings that we see here in the city of New Orleans on a regular basis? The answer is no. Thinking these kids went through background check? Well, they get the guns because they're criminals. They're always out there. They're there. They'll always be there. The genie's out of the bottle. Not going back. And none of these guns had a large magazine clip. None of these guns were semi-automatic. I don't think people are talking about the mental health of the young kids here. Just life on the street.
And life on the street in Las Vegas yesterday. If you haven't heard the story of the 52-year-old lawman there who killed his wife, killed his child, called 911 to say he was burning his house down, went out on the front yard, the SWAT team arrived, he had a handgun, and apparently he killed himself. So there's another story of violence, gun violence, families out of control. Who knows? But there'll be a lot of investigation and examination into that. And so goes the daily summary of people who have killed themselves and killed others in gun violence. What is the cause of all of this? 888-302-3684. If you take a look around at the movies that were disappointing this past weekend, many people look forward to the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I went to see it. Thought there was too much descriptive violence in it. I enjoyed Arnold and enjoyed the idea of the movie, the cars and that sort of thing. But there was too much visible blood, and it turned me off. And one wonders with what the producers of movies, promoters of movies, are thinking when you see how badly the Arnold Schwarzenegger, here's a movie that was supposed to do $26, $27 million, according to the people predicting those things, it did $6 million. And you see all the Jason Statham movie that's coming out this weekend and the Sylvester Stallone movie coming out in a couple of weeks and all of these. Sit and watch the trailers. Never mind the movies. Watch the trailers of the utter violence and the promotions on television for this show Spartacus and the unbelievable gore that's in all of these things. What in the name of God do people watch that? And how do they enjoy watching the suffering, the slaughter, the horror on film? And it just continues on these cable channels. It continues in the theaters, and nobody's going to see it now. Pretty damning, isn't it? 888-302-3684. Here's host Amy Jacobson with John Howell talking about several accidental shootings that happened this past weekend at gun shows.
We had 5 people injured at 3 different gun shows. One was in Ohio, one was in Indiana, and the one in North Carolina at the Dixie Gun and Knife Show in Raleigh. Apparently a 12-gauge shotgun discharged as the owner unzipped its case for law enforcement officers to check out at a security entrance. And he didn't know that there was a bullet in the chamber, and it struck him in the hand, and another woman was hit in the leg.
You want to have the shells out of the shotgun, you know, when you go to the gun show. That's probably a good policy right there. But at least he wasn't doing anything nefarious. It just happened, so that's the way it goes.
What kind of stupidity is that? You're carrying around a gun in a case and it's got bullets in it? Ugh. Jeez. Yeah, anybody taking their pulse here lately. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Tommy Tucker with Tom Bittman, who's the co-founder of the Sandy Hook Promise, Sandy Hook, Connecticut, the citizens of Newton, Newtown, Connecticut, are trying to make sure that these stories, especially the one that happened in their school in their town, doesn't ever happen again.
For those of us that see it as a story, and we remember, you know, that December day and how it just punched us right in the stomach, and especially those of us that have children. But sometimes, you know, things happen in the news and then we move on. Explain, if you will, and give us a snapshot of the feeling of Newtown, Connecticut today.
Well, we're grieving. The families are grieving. The town is still trying to figure out what this all means. Everybody had a connection. We have a relatively small town here of about 27,000 people in Newtown, and Sandy Hook is really just a portion of that, and the Sandy Hook Elementary School is just a portion of that. So everybody has a connection to somebody. You think about all the kids in that school, there were something like 400, 450 students. I don't know how many staff, but maybe in the range of 40 or 50 people on staff there. They're all traumatized. These kids, the PA system was on. The kids all heard the gunfire, and they had to all walk by the bodies to come out. And in addition, we've got families whose kids barely escaped. So we're really focused on healing, and that's what's going on in our community right now.
So tell me about the Sandy Hook Promise, what it is that led you to found this organization, and what it is that you want.
Well, it really started the day after 12/14. We had memorials that were starting to form up in town, and we were starting to basically emerge and talk to each other and walk downtown, which is a very small little downtown area with a diner and things like that. There was a Christmas tree down in Sandy Hook Center. And I know the first time I got involved in this is I was down there with my wife. We were crying, and a friend of ours, Lee Scholl, was there. We started to talk, and he was very animated. He said, "We have to do something. We have to make something positive happen out of this." And we spent a good half hour there. It turned out that there were a number of people around us that heard us talking, and it kind of broadened from there. We had our first meeting on Sunday, maybe 25 people. By Wednesday or Thursday, we had 100 people meeting in a very public meeting on how we move forward, and it went from there.
It's a pretty interesting reality. If you check some of the news blogs on the news sites, you'll see some interesting opinions traveling around of what happened in Connecticut and some, again, of the gun control stories and thoughts. Even one, the discussion, I'm following a thread based on a discussion of how this generation of young people, that is, the people that are in this generation who are well-educated, ambitious, and smart, this may cloud their future. Do you agree with that, if you're a younger person? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-302-3684. Gun control continuing to be the focus. Man, I'm looking at some of these blogs, what some people are saying, and looking, scrolling around, looking at the top topics on various websites, the gun shows and the discussion of all of this, pretty much prominent everywhere, more so even than the inauguration. Here's host Ross Kaminsky talking to Sheriff John Cook in Colorado, who says he'll not enforce any of the president's executive orders on gun control.
What is your view of the constitutionality of what Barack Obama has said so far with his executive orders?
The issue I have with Barack Obama's proclamations is that I don't believe they are constitutional. How he can't make law. That's the job of the Congress, and so he can come out with these executive actions, but that doesn't mean I have to enforce them.
So how does that work exactly? I mean, I know there's been other sheriffs, including your neighbor Sheriff Smith, right, in Larimer County, and there have been other sheriffs around the country in Oregon, whatever, saying similar things to you. What exactly are the legalities of what you have to enforce and what you don't? I've read some other sheriffs saying, you know, if some federal agent comes into their jurisdiction to try to enforce, they'll make the federal agent leave. Can you do that? How does that work?
Well, no, not really. I mean, he can, like I said, come out with these executive orders, but I'm not bound to follow him. Back several years ago, under the Brady Bill, the law said that local law enforcement had to do background checks on people for buying guns, and there was a sheriff from Arizona that fought that, actually all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and won, and said that local law enforcement are not agents of the federal government, and the federal government has no authority to compel local law enforcement to, you know, follow federal law and enforce federal law in when they pass such laws like this. So, they can pass it, but I'm not going to enforce it, nor am I going to help them enforce it in any way. And as far as the local sheriffs throwing out federal agents, that's just not quite accurate. Federal agents can enforce federal statutes. So if they're in any county in Colorado or Wyoming and they're investigating a federal crime, they have jurisdiction on federal regarding federal statutes, not state. So a local sheriff cannot say to an FBI agent or an ATF agent, get out of my county.
All right. The postscript to this conversation, police say that that 15-year-old New Mexico boy who killed his entire family over the weekend planned to kill more. They found some evidence of that in his home. So that'll have people buzzing. And meanwhile, let's try to get off of this and talk about Lance Armstrong for a few minutes when the countdown continues.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's investigate the latest. And I say that sort of chortling here on the countdown. We'll discuss, or you'll listen to discussions. Sounds like an eating, doesn't it? You will listen to discussions. I think the Lance Armstrong thing is overcooked. He's a creep, and everybody knows it. But there's still some things reverberating around, so spend a couple of minutes listening to a few talk radio programs like this one. Here's host Mike Russell and Michael Weinstein talking about Lance Armstrong's interview with Oprah.
Lance Armstrong came out to Oprah. He decided to get on to Oprah and announce his drug use. Say he cheated. But I don't think that he came out and said he cheated, because what he said was, this was like keeping air in the tire, or this was like having water in the bottle. Everybody was doing it. Now, does that mean that he's just the biggest cheater of them all because he won 7 tours in a row? Or is he just that big of a narcissist?
Well, he is that big of a narcissist. And, you know, I saw the interview. And he flat out, I mean, Oprah stuck it to him and asked, you know, some blatant questions. And he came out and admitted to doping, admitted to taking these, you know, performance-enhancing drugs. Here was my problem with it. It wasn't so much a confession. And when I saw the interview, I didn't see the humility. I didn't see the contrite spirit in Lance Armstrong. I saw a man whose back was up against the wall. He ran out of options. The lying was going to go nowhere. And so he had to. He actually had no choice than to come out, because there was nowhere to go for Lance Armstrong. And that's what I saw.
Now, he was asked if he was going to compete again.
If you're asking me, do I want to compete again?
The answer's hell yes.
His answer's hell yes. And that was the only answer that he didn't give that just came right away. He I don't know if he was pausing for effect. I don't know if he's a good actor. I saw him in Dodgeball. He's not that good of an actor. But he might have been pausing for effect. But every other question, Wayne, of this interview was answered immediately. He knew what was coming. He knew exactly what to say. It was scripted. I wasn't a fan. But to ask this man, are you going to compete again? Hell yes. He's got a long way to go.
Well, no, the question is, would you like to compete again? And the response was hell yes. He understands that his future is not in his hands. That these are decisions that are going to be made by powers, that are above and beyond him. But he has the desire to want to compete again. And again, it goes back to what I saw as the motivation to the interview of, hey, I got no options left. There are no more options on the table. Again, my back's up against the wall. I do want to get my reputation back, and the only way that I know how to get my reputation back is by getting on a bike, and I would like to compete again, and the only way that I can move forward with that is by coming on, finally coming out and admitting what I've done. And I don't think the American people, for the most part, bought it. And I don't think he'll ever, you tell me, does he ever have a chance of riding a bike again at a professional level? I'd say, hell no.
Hi, there's a lot of hot air and gas in that hoo-ha. Let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by a fellow named Steve Gruber, who talks to an attorney named Scott Mager about the legal battles that may lie ahead for Lance.
Lance Armstrong, after years of vehemently denying any wrongdoing, seven-time Tour de France winner, millions of dollars in endorsements, his foundation, the Livestrong Foundation, and so forth, all in jeopardy. His endorsements, by and large, are gone now, and he could face more serious consequences. Where are we in this mess?
Well, it's a civil and criminal nightmare. He's got SCA Promotions, which is a company that paid him $7.5 million for his Tour de France wins, like in 02, 03, and 04, and they're going to want their money back. You got the Sunday Times, who paid him $1.5 million in a defamation settlement suit, that they're going to look for, return the money. You got Floyd Landis, who's suing Armstrong and his team managers for somewhere around $30 million, that he paid the Postal Service, which, by the way, they'll get back treble damages if they want. You got Bessie Andrew, who is the wife of one of his teammates, who testified almost now, looking at almost 18 years ago, that he engaged in doping and he ruined her life. You got Greg LeMond, who lost all these multi-million dollar endorsements. He's one of the greatest cyclists of all time because of Armstrong's conduct. You got Emma O'Reilly, the massage person for the team in the 2000s, who he defamed and destroyed when she reported he was doping. And you got Tyler Hamilton, who was the fellow teammate you may have remembered who mentioned on 60 Minutes. That's not even mentioning things like the Australian government officials who paid him millions and millions of dollars for appearances, fees, and perhaps most significant, how about all the people who finished second, in all these Tour de France's that would be multi-zillionaires as a result of his doping that caused that. It's incredible. I mean, even have one of the former athletes, Filippo Simone, who was actually sued Armstrong a long time ago and lost on defamation when...
Well, Scott, I actually found some good news in there for Lance Armstrong, because most of the second place finishers have already been disqualified for doping and drug use anyway, so they don't have an argument.
Yeah, isn't that was interesting. I learned something from that guy. Well, we're out of time. This hour, the countdown is over. I'm Doug Stanton.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.